Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another dinner and a movie for you for the dog days of podcasting. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Nuke Joss. Happy birthday to me. That's right. It's Nutty Day. And I can totally sing that song because it's now in the public domain and copyright free. And those ladies that charged all a bunch of people money for it, they don't get to get that anymore because they had to pay it back because they did not actually write this song. Yes, I'm a nerd. Today was my birthday. And normally, I don't work on my birthday. I don't do anything on my birthday. And it's a big special day. It's Nutty Day, after all. Well, this year and last year, Tech, my husband, has been in the field. So he's out in the wood training people and away for my birthday. Well, last year, I made all these plans on my birthday that I was going to be completely occupied and I wasn't going to miss the fact that he wasn't here and I was going to be totally fine. And then he came home. And he got the day off, and he was able to come home for the entire day and sleep at home, and so everything had to change. So this year, I didn't make any big grandiose plans. Plus, I expected to be working because I'm supposed to be having this big project that I was supposed to start last week. But surprise, surprise, my clients aren't ready, and they don't have the content to me yet, so I'm just basically sitting on my hands as far as that project goes. I didn't really plan anything because I didn't know what was going to happen. And this year, it is the night, the second to last day of the exercise. So Tech will be home this weekend. So he wasn't able to come home. And he's doing like this big scenario all day. So he couldn't even, you know, get away for a quick 20-minute break or anything. So it's just been me. So I treated myself. I went for sushi at my favorite local sushi place, Sakana Sushi. And I got, you know, all sorts of yummies. And I had a nice chat with the lady who owns it. It's one of these places that's owned by a family, you know, mom or the wife, whatever. She works the counter. She's the hostess, whatever. And husband works in the kitchen. And some other family member does the sushi, and grandma, who doesn't speak English, she helps wait and does kitchen stuff. And every now and then, the shortest waitress will bring you your soda, and it's really neat. And sometimes I've seen grandpa there. And I absolutely love going to places like that because it just feels so homey and nice. And so that was really great. And then I picked myself up a little cake. It's actually a cupcake. I haven't eaten it yet, but I'm sure I'll do that before I go to bed. Normally, what Tech does is he goes, I'm a baker. I love baking. And not only do I love making delicious cakes, but I like making them look pretty. I'm not going to do my own birthday cake though. So what Tech does is he'll go and he'll buy a cake and he'll ask the decorators to mess it up and do it Cake Rex style. If you've ever seen the website Cake Rex, it's a bunch of crazy things like that. You know, it's, you know, happy birthday, her name in icing, and then her name is in icing is written in icing. Or, you know, it'll be like pink icing and it'll say a happy birthday in green icing, and then in green icing will be done in yellow icing and everything else, or in pink icing or whatever I said, you know, just really mess things up, misspell my name, put in the wrong age. For my 37th birthday, it said happy 73rd birthday, or birthday rather. There have been times that the decorators are like, I don't think I can do that. What's going on? She's going to get mad, and he has to explain the whole thing. But the place that he goes to here, they know of the site, and they're all in on it every year, so it's kind of neat. But, so none of that. So my birthday celebrations are being delayed till this weekend. I have had a flood of birthday well wishes, which have been awesome and making me smile throughout the day. And so that's cool. And, I treated myself to reading some comics and reading, you know, some fiction, and it's been a pretty good day, and it's been a gorgeous day out. Oh my goodness, so nice. So I went and I did some Pokemoning, and that was fun. I got into two gyms. Good day. Absolutely. And then I get an email saying I had to send in my Parsec acceptance speech video. So I did that. Had to make it 30 seconds or under. So that was, it took me a little bit. I kept getting like 32 seconds and I didn't want to be cut for those 2 seconds. So I had to re-record it a couple times. But it just felt really weird because I know I'm not going to win and it's not even possible. I mean, I'm up against Slice of Sci-Fi. That's just not happening. But it, I don't know. I don't want to not do it. Although if I not do it, does that mean I have more of a chance? No, I'm not going to, and I'm fine. I don't expect to. Just being a finalist really means something. So let's go on to our dinner and a movie. So I am going to be reviewing Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and I'm reviewing it from the position of rewatching it. Okay, so all of Star Trek is on Netflix now, which means it's really hard to go outside and not just binge on Star Trek. Star Trek is possibly my favorite franchise ever. Nuke Chess comes from a role-playing game that is based in the Star Trek universe. So, you know, it's a Klingon name. Yes, it doesn't really mean anything in Klingon. I didn't know Klingon when I made it up. But it's my... probably my number one fandom. And rewatching, I always thought that TNG was my favorite of the Star Trek, but rewatching Deep Space Nine is so much fun. And there's so much good in it. And all of the characters are fully developed from season one. And there's little things in there that show up so much later in the series. I mean, there's mentions of the Dominion in season one. And there's little threads that end up becoming huge story arcs later on, just dropped in season one. And you think, you know, when you first watch it, you don't think anything of it, but eventually it turns into this really, really big story arc that when you rewatch it, it's amazing. And when I was role-playing, I had this friend, Baron, and she wrote Garrick Bashir slash fiction. That's how I first heard about fan fiction and slash fiction, was for her infamous Garrick Bashir slash fiction. And I never got it. I didn't understand. When you go back and you rewatch Deep Space Nine, it's there. The subtext is there. And it's so much so that the actor who played Garrick thought that was the goal. He thought Garrick was in love with Bashir and he was trying to seduce him. And it wasn't until they wrote him having a girlfriend that he was very confused. He's like, wait, I don't understand. Garrick's gay. How can he have a girlfriend? And I just find that really funny. But it's there. It is all there. And this isn't, you know, me just reading something into it because whatever. But no, it is there. And the actors are all good. The performances are great. Odo, I have so much more of an appreciation for Odo now that I'm older. I love him so much. And Quark and Odo's relationship are so fantastic. I mean, there's so many similarities between Babylon 5 and Deep Space Nine because Odo and Quark are really so much Londo and Jakar. And I know at the time there was like gripes, but I really don't think that they were stealing from each other. I don't think anyone was doing that. I think it really was just concurrent ideas coming out. But yeah, Deep Space Nine, it may be my favorite Trek. I'm not sure. We'll see. I'm really excited about Star Trek Discovery. I think that, I don't know, I'm hopeful. And I know that, so Voyager is not my favorite series in the least. And there's a lot that I have problems with. I was very hopeful for Voyager and I thought that it was going to be a really great Star Trek. But they did not live up to the potential and I could go on rants, but I'm not going to do that. And Brian Fuller, he started out writing for Voyager and he's using some notes that he had from Voyager. So that should scream warning bells in my ears. But everything I'm hearing about Star Trek Discovery, I'm excited about. If I were in the States, I'd be even less excited because the idea of having to pay for a CBS-only streaming service when, like, really, what do you want to watch on CBS? Like, nothing. There's nothing. I don't think there's anything on CBS I want to watch. I mean, I really don't like NCIS, and that's 50% of their programming, right? That is CBS, right? I don't know. But it looks like in Canada, it's going to be, and in the international audiences, it's going to be on Netflix. So that's awesome. And if it's not on Netflix, another rumor is that it'll be on Space, but Space puts everything on the web anyway. So that's exciting. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited for that. But Deep Space Nine, it's really good. And rewatching it is worth it. There's so many threads. It's amazing what can unravel. And there's this, okay, so in the first couple seasons, and I don't know how long he exists, but there is a Klingon restaurant, and the chef/singer of that restaurant is by far my favorite character. He is amazing. He fights with people. His attitude is awesome. And he'll go around and he'll be singing Klingon opera to people. And so I'm watching this and I'm like, I know this guy. Who is it? It's Debo from Friday. That's right. Debo from Friday is a Klingon chef in Deep Space Nine. I mean, it's amazing. It's so amazing. An episode, if you just want to watch that, an episode to go to is the one with the woman from the lighter than Earth gravity planet. I don't remember the name of it, but I think it's in season one. I'm not sure. There's a couple others that he shows up in, but I think that's the one that I first realized that it was Debo. So what am I going to pair this with? I'm going to pair this with sushi. Not because sushi looks like Klingon food, although it could, but because that's what I ate today. So I'm going to give you a couple of choices here. So I love sushi. I love raw fish. I really do. I'm totally into it. And you give me some like raw ahi tuna and I am over the moon, but pretty much I'll eat almost anything raw. I mean, I do the quail egg thing, you know, but so you know, you give me, there's this really nice white tuna roll that Miley Sakana Sushi makes, and it is amazing. It's nice and spicy, and I really enjoy that. I love getting sashimi. If you're into the raw fish, just get the sashimi, you know, enjoy that really raw fish taste. Raw snapper is amazing. If you're in New York, raw striped bass, oh my God, is that ever good? I had that last week. That was amazing. And, but if you're not into fish, you know, but you want to try sushi, there's lots of like veggie style rolls, which normally I think, oh, that's ridiculous. Why would you want vegetables when you could have fish? But, there's a really neat roll that, my place makes. It's called the Veggie Dragon Roll. Okay. And it's yams on the inside with like crunchy tobiko. And I think it has a little bit of the eel sauce. I'm not sure. There's no eel in it. It's just the sauce they put on eel. And then avocado over top. It's amazing. It's got the right amount of crunch and the right flavors, and everything mixes together. And it is delicious. Oh, and last week, I didn't get this here because it's not a local fish. But last week when I went for sushi, or was it? It was a little over a week. When I was in New York and I went for sushi, I had a lobster roll, and it was lobster with strawberries, and there was another fruit in there. There was avocado and strawberry and something else, and it was amazing. So you put fruit on your sushi. If you ever see fruit, get that. So there you go. Deep Space Nine and sushi. Sounds like a date to me. Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can
can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.